the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the Anointed Voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holistic Health Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning by Mandisa with Toby Mack opens the show.
Serious.
In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
The following is a community event to empower pastors and leaders. Pastors and church leaders, on Saturday, January 11th, the Towns Group Incorporated will be hosting a workshop that is pivotal to the ministry. It is called The Church and Its Affairs. They will cover many of the legal, financial, and management issues that the church faces today. Come, be equipped by their team of professionals. For more information, visit www.ttgincevent.com. Again, that's www.ttgincevent.com or call their office at 816-522-2676 for rates and reservations. The weekly bulletin for Holistic Health Ministries and related announcements. Holistic Health Ministries community includes 5 primary initiatives. 1, Top of the Morning Radio Show. 2, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade Campaign. 3, the Empowerment Zone, which features a blog at holistichealthministries.wordpress.com, and the Empowerment Zone, face-to-face with Dr. Faye, a web TV program, which can be viewed at Holistic Health Information Channel on YouTube or on DVTVonline.com. 4, GoTeller Communications Consulting, providing churches and ministries with social media strategy, specifically communications plans and content management suggestions. GoTeller also offers workshop proposal templates and reference letter templates. There is also a GoTeller blog at drfaymaureen.wordpress.com. 5, Holistic Health Online Bible Instruction at the same blog talk address. Follow me and Holistic Health Ministries on social media, on Twitter at Dr. Maureen B, that's capital D-R-M-A-U-R-E-E-N, capital B, or our 2 Facebook pages, Top of the Morning Radio Show and Holistic Health Ministries. On LinkedIn, Faye and Butler, on Google Plus Holistic Health Information, on YouTube, Holistic Health Information, and Pinterest, Faye Maureen Butler. Links and information for these ministry missions can be found at my official website, which is www.holistichealthministries.org. Top of the Morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelisgolden.com, and on Tuesday at 6 a.m. at dmggospelradio.com, and Monday to Friday at 6 a.m. at thestarradio.com. Coming soon, the release of Breadcrumbs, original inspirational quotes, motivational thoughts by yours truly. It will be available electronically at no cost to new clients of GoTeller nor subscribers and followers of the Block Radio Show. This will be available for a short time only. Holder's House Ministries is a satisfied client and partners with each of the following: The Creative Flow, the graphic design and printing company. For more information, call Steve Asphalt at 917-294-0771. Cedric Wooten Photography is a husband and wife team. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. Design Engraving Trades, Natural Hair Care. Contact Marion Campbell, Georgia, 718-783-9078. And Divine Voice Entertainment Network at dvtvonline.com. Are you looking for an expensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry, business, or product? Contact Golden Power Productions at 916-690-3953. These are related community announcements. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, a church without walls. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in Brooklyn, New York. Our web address where we take prayer requests is www.urimcogic.org. And the church Twitter account is all over the case, urimcogic. Our service time, Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord Prayer at 6:30 p.m. The Empowerment Zone Bible Instruction and the Members of Congress class begins at 7 p.m. Sunday schedule, 9:30 a.m. is Sunday School, 10:30 a.m. is our worship celebration. On first Sunday is our Celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. Third Sunday is our Therapy Gift Service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly Family Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. Fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Saturday night Sunday School, the Illinois First Jurisdiction Church for God in Christ. Sunday School every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central, dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-POUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. Culver's House Ministry, Healing and Deliverance Crusade Campaigns Calendar. At Abundant Life Church of God in Christ, for part two of the Healing and Deliverance Campaign on Friday night, January 10th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, January 12th at 12:30 p.m. The New Year's Crusade campaign at Powerhouse, originally scheduled for January 2nd to 3rd, has been rescheduled to January 16th to 17th at the Powerhouse Church of God in Christ in Roosevelt, New York at 7 p.m. nightly. On January 26th at 11 a.m., I will be at the historic Charles Memorial Temple in Harlem, USA for a special engagement. The featured music guest this month is Royal Priesthood Music Group and their single VIP Room. My guest today, Mr. Tony Herbert, community activist, or his senior political advisor, Randy Torre, and Mr. Jeff Clance, executive coach and author. They are both from New York. This concludes the announcement. I will repeat the information about the church and its affairs, pastors and leaders conference, before I end the show. The music playing in the background during the announcements was Take It Back by the Rose of Gospel, Miranda Carr Cole. The short interlude was The Martins and Christ There Is No East or West. It is time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobb. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, says, men ought always to pray and not faint. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For those who don't know you, they are just forced into search for salvation before age. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. For those who are saved born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? The word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Help us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoings. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Let's live to please God. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively because it will avail much. So help us to target our prayers, be sensitive to your promptings, and increase our discernment. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, we are not casting away our confidence in you because we know that without faith, it is impossible to please you and that you reward those who diligently seek you. Help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires. Superimpose your plan and purposes over our agendas. Help us not to be so easily offended. Teach us to be mature sons and daughters. Help us to acknowledge you and please you in all of our ways. God is a healer. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. Well, Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes, we are healed. Lord, we thank you and we decree healing in every area of our lives because you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destructions. Let's walk in our authority as believers. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness, and I lose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue, and I lose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy, and I lose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, I bind slowfulness and prayerlessness, and I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. You're standing on our testimony and having an oath of standing standing. For your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. We will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. We have come to a strategy and tactics to identify and resist, plot and plans against our lives. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives that the enemy would try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God and the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, jealousy, and envy in the body of Christ, and I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy four manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loosen and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and lose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past habits that held us down. And on today, we decree and declare that we are delivered and we will stand fast and not be in things again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our assignments, and giving birth to the destiny you place within us. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every delay and hindering offering demon and loose sudden miracles for the saints. In the name of Jesus, dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses. Release generational blessings and wealth. No weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop us from pleasing you in everything we do. Weapons may form against us, but they will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that every negative word written or spoken in the lives of the listeners is null and void right now. Lord Jesus, release your angels with fame and sword to fight on our behalf in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, accused of aggression, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, your word instructs us in Psalms 144 that you are my strength, to teach us my hands to warn, my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Help us to love in ministry. Help us to abide by the first and great commandment, to love you with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Let God order your steps today. Lord, we will acknowledge you in all of our ways. Lord Jesus, our times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We are walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow us to accurately discern our times and seasons. We thank you for your promises to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Lord, we humble ourselves to your will. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error. Grant unto us wisdom in every area of our lives. Let us have and walk in the spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Release God-pleasing faith in our lives. We thank you for favor, wisdom, and revelation. Lord, we thank you for this is our set time for favor. We have great expectations for an overflow of blessings in every area of our lives. Lord Jesus, grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge so that we will see what you are saying with spiritual eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but our food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord, we will use our weapon of command. Your word states in Isaiah 45:11, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker asked me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command you me. In the name of Jesus, we command that the season of manifest blessings be released now. We call promises into existence by the blood of Jesus. We thank God for protection. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask for faith according to the power that worketh in us. Upgrade everything around us. I believe in the Lord God, so I should be established. I believe his prophets, so shall I prosper. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, keep me from presumption, preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
I felt it first when I was younger. A strange connection to the light. I tried to satisfy the hunger. I never got it right. I never got it right. So I climbed a mountain and built an altar. Looked out as far as I could see. And every day I'm getting older. I'm running out of dreams. I'm running out of dreams. But your love, your love, the only thing that matters is your love.
On this morning, we have invited Mr. Tony Herbert, who's a community activist in the New York City area, and he's done so much for this area. However, he is suffering from laryngitis, but we have his senior political advisor, Mandatory, on the line, so we're going to get ready to bring him on right now. We're very excited on this morning. Top of the morning to you, Mr. Tory. This is Dr. Say. How are you feeling today?
I'm fine. Good morning to you, and good morning to all of your listeners.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on, and certainly I was in contact with Tony, and he told me he had laryngitis, but I was more than happy to have you come on and speak with us about some of the work he's doing. So first, let the audience know kind of a little bit about yourself and how you represent Mr. Herbert, and then tell us a little bit about Mr. Herbert's, you know, community exploits and his activities.
Absolutely. Well, My name is Randall Touré. I am currently the president of the African American International Chamber of Commerce, and I've known Tony probably a good 15, 20 years now. And one of the things that, you know, I do working with Tony is to, as he says, I'm sort of a political advisor, but we met while I was working with it for Assemblyman Roger Green, and he was working for Congressman Ed Towns. And, you know, together we used to do quite a few things as staffers working for our elected, respective elected officials. And one of the things that I knew from the beginning when I first met Tony was his commitment to the community, as just not only as a staffer for Congressman Towns, but just, you know, from his even before work with Congressman Towns, his commitment and his community work. So after he left the congressman, he worked for, you know, a few other elected officials, but Tony always had his hand, you know, directly working with the community, directly working with people who are in trouble, and Tony does that still today. As a member of the National Action Network and just, you know, generally working with the community, he's always been there for families who are in trouble, particularly in the eastern part of Brooklyn, Brownsville, Bushwick, East New York. He's always just been a staunch advocate, someone you can call on if you're a person who doesn't have resources and they're in trouble. Tony's always a person you can call.
Wow. He's had a real long, long history. So bring us up to speed, I guess, on some of the things that the organization is working on right now. And I know he's looking to run for office. Can you tell the listening audience a little bit about that as well?
Okay, well, first thing, the organization, I mean, the way that it operates is that generally, you know, it has been over the last few years that, you know, New York City, you know, is prosperous. You know, there are folks who are doing really well and you know, crime is down, et cetera, et cetera. But as you know, there have been parts of the community where even though that's what is out there, that's the propaganda that's out there, the reality is that there are people who are still suffering. There are people who are still dealing with crime and gun violence and young people who are being caught up in situation. And so one of the key things is never to forget that. So one of the agendas that I know Tony, National Action Network, and you know, his, even his own sort of personal crusade is to make sure that people never that continue to deal with the issue of gun violence, because young people are still being shot, and particularly, and as you know, it flares up around the summer. Every year in the summer, you have many more young people being shot, and the media doesn't cover it. And so it's always been Tony's idea to get out there and make sure that there is a media coverage. And he has, you know, connections. He has, you know, he's developed relationships with media outlets. And so many times when you see a story on the news about a shooting or something, it's because Tony has gone out of his way to have talked to a producer, talk to somebody in the States, that you need to come out here and cover this. You need to be the one, you know, let people know that there is still something going on. And I think that's a strength that someone has when they can put a spotlight on a situation, not carrying, you know, not having any sort of, you know, official power, official capacity to do it, but just through relationships they built up over the years and just through the sheer passion that they have for an issue. And that's what a lot of people in the news media recognize, is that Tony brings passion to an issue. And so when he's looked at running for office, and you know, some people who know Tony has known he's run for office a few times, and but he's always, you know, always put forward that, you know, his agenda will be the same agenda, which is, you know, dealing with the issues related around gun violence and trying to deal with not only the victims, who he's always, you know, put forward, but try to basically stop it, preempt some of this gun violence, but begin to give young people alternatives that they no longer have today.
Right. So can you tell the listening audience, for those who don't know, Those who in the Brooklyn area, in the greater New York City area, who just might want to reach out to Tony or even others, because this has a national audience who may be dealing with some similar issues in their cities. How can they reach out to your organization? How can they contact either you, Mr. Herbert, just maybe to ask some questions or if they need some assistance? What is the best way to reach out to you?
Absolutely. So one of the best way to reach out is, and this is the thing, you can call at 718-455-5432, 718-455-5432. That way you will get Mr. Herbert directly. And like you said, one of the things you said is that Tony is the president of the East Brooklyn branch of the National Action Network. What Tony also is that if you reach calling through that number also, Tony is also the civic engagement chair of the NYCHA branch of the NAACP. And the NYCHA branch of the NAACP is the only branch that is recognized in all five boroughs because their members are members of public housing. So Tony's been involved with the NYCHA branch for a good 4 or 5 years now, and he has been actively involved in voter registration drives with the NYCHA branch of the NAACP, and he's also been involved in dealing with criminal justice issues and many other things. And so, like you said, he wears many hats. He wears a presidency of the National Action Network. He also wears a chairmanship of the NAACP because he recognized that no one organization can do everything.
Right. So we thank, we're so thankful for what he's doing in the community and how he's been helping so many people understand why we still need to stop the gun violence in our communities. And we just are so appreciative of what he's doing. And we're sorry that, you know, he said he lost his voice, he had pharyngitis. I really appreciate the fact that you were able to stand in. And like I told him, the invitation's still open. When you feel better, there's some other issues you need to come on and talk about. We certainly will have an open door for him to do that. But I appreciate you coming on this morning. And I know that our audience will be able to appreciate what you shared with them. Like I said, again, it's actually a national, international audience, and people are dealing with these types of issues all over. So we certainly appreciate your time on this morning and give our regards to Mr. Herbert. We certainly will be in touch.
I will definitely do that. And let me just say one thing regarding Mr. Herbert. His potential run for public office in his neighborhood, which is the Brownsville neighborhood, is, I think, a critical one at this time. For many people who are not from New York State, there will be a potential that several seats in office in the Brooklyn area will probably be vacated because of all sorts of different reasons, including the one that Mr. Herbert was looking at. The governor is talking about, you know, he doesn't want to hold a special election. So there's a potential that going into Albany this season, this legislative season, that a lot of people who won't have a political voice in Albany. So one of the things that I would like the people to do is to send a message to Governor Cuomo through email or through whatever to let him know that Brooklyn deserves a voice. And that there should be a special election, you know, for these seats, you know, so that each and every person, you know, who is a community member has a voice in Albany. Because if you go with potentially seven seats vacated, you know, Eric Adams' seat, now he's a borough president, his seat will be vacated, other people's seats will be vacated. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say our voice, I know, has to be heard, and people definitely need to reach out to the governor. Because I know other people, when they've had situations, that they've encouraged the people to write, to call, and to email. So you are absolutely correct in saying that. People should do that. But, you know, I have another interview I need to get to shortly, but we certainly want to thank
you. Oh, absolutely. I apologize. And I just wanted to...
We're good. We're right on time. It's very important, the information you just shared. It's very important that people know about that. So we, once again, thank you so much and give our regards to Mr. Herbert.
I will do that, and thank you very much. And you have a great morning.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Now it's Mr. Randall Torre, the senior political advisor for Mr. Tony Herbert, who was suffering from laryngitis. So we hope at some point this year that he can come back on. He's been doing great things in the community, just trying to prevent some of the gun violence that's been affecting some of our communities. And now I am very excited. We have a gentleman on the phone, my next interview, who I just kind of met, kind of via what we call motivational press, but I believe he's going to be a truly good friend and advisor to myself. But he is Mr. Jeff Krantz, and he is an executive coach. He's an author. You can go to jeffkrantz.com. But I'm going to bring him on the line and let him talk a little bit about what he does, and we'll have a wonderful conversation. Good morning to you. Top of the morning to you, Jeff. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you, Faye. Glad to be on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. So first, can you tell a listening audience just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I live here in upstate New York, and I've been a financial advisor. I've been in the business for lots of years. 8 years ago, I really pursued my professional passion, which is to launch into authoring, coaching, and corporate training, which is what I do. And I love it. You know, I've been involved helping some of the premier Fortune 500 organizations across the North America to really help to grow their sales organization. So I'm involved heavily with corporate sales training and executive coaching.
Okay, okay. So let's talk about that a little bit. Then I want to switch gears. So in terms of the executive sales and the corporate training that you do, what are just some of the methods you could share with the audience that have proven to be the most effective to help increase sales?
Yeah, you know, sales at its finest is all about helping people. So, you know, the theme that's woven into every book that I write and workshop that I facilitate and coaching conversation is that selling is about helping someone else to make the decision that's best for them. And when we bring expertise to that relationship and help to do the discovery work and then provide them the guidance that our client needs, that's how we build that trusted relationship with them.
Right.
And that's
right.
Also what sets the platform for longevity to the relationship and for repeat business. So sales at its finest is about helping. And that's why the book that I just brought to market literally last month is a customer service book. It's called Treat 'Em Like a Rock Star.
Yes.
And it's built on that metaphor of providing exceptional customer service, because both sales and service are really twins that go together. They're companions.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about that book? To me, it's like an intriguing title, Treat 'Em Like a Rock Star, because every time you think of a rock star, you think of these big stadiums and, you know, a lot of people come to the stadium to see go to a rock star concert. So, you know, tell us how we can benefit from that book, Treat 'Em Like a Rock Star.
Yeah, I've chosen that title to use as a metaphor because, you know, everybody, when we're younger, we have these ambitions to do big things in life. A lot of people dream of the idea of being a professional music artist or one day becoming a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you that, you know, the metaphor is based on the simplicity of treating people very, very special. And the idea is, could you imagine the amazing customer service that you would give to a customer that walked into your store or to your shop or your place of business if they were a celebrity or, you know, somebody that you really looked up to and admired because of their status? What if they were a rock star? And so, you know, what we do is we use that fun metaphor really as the heart of the message, because a lot of the customer service programs and books that are out there are about the tactics of how you provide service.
Right.
My book includes that, but it's got heart. You know, what it does is it stirs the inspiration, the motivation to actually want to do, to provide that service to our clients.
Wow. So I know there are a lot of things that you do. So can you, like, share with us some of those other things that are kind of more important to you? I know we've been able to share, just to listen, audience, when you go to Jeff's website, he has this great book on inspirational quotes, and he really inspired me. And that's one of the things that really helped us to connect. So, Jeff, can you share with the listening audience even some of the other things you do outside of being an executive coach and, you know, helping salespeople and businessmen? How can some of your other materials reach out and help the listening audience, a lot of whom come from a faith-based background?
Yeah, the first thing I would encourage them to do is come and visit the website, because that'll give them a real good introduction to the breadth of what I do. In fact, on my website, if you go to krantztraining.com, that's K-R-A-N-T-Z, training.com, they can sign up for my free video tips series, you know, and it's a great start. So you're right, Faye. I'm one of these motivational quotes sort of guys. You know, I'm a huge fan of, you know, thoughts of wisdom, inspiration that kind of stir the soul and inspire performance. And so over the years, I've compiled some of my all-time favorites. I've got those available inside of a motivational quotes booklet. In fact, I'd be glad to, for any of the listeners that are on the program today, if you visit my website and just submit a contact request, I'd be glad to give a free copy of that motivational quotes booklet to you just as my thanks and a nice introduction. Aside from the quotations, though, there's a real heart of corporate training there. You'll find that I've got a sales training book. It's called Sales Rockstar. The companion volume is a customer service work called Treat Them Like a Rockstar that we've just mentioned. And I do a great deal with leadership development, too. I work a lot with managers, helping them to become better leaders, you know, how to build trust between them and their teams and how to inspire performance. And so there's 9 core sales and leadership workshops that I've got there on the website that really kind of give a good scope of what I do, aside from some of the customizing that I can do for an organization if the need exists.
Wow, and I just want to say, as a personal note, Jeff and I had a conversation, and just some of the tips he gave me about a week ago have just been phenomenal, and I shared those just about writing every day. And I want you to know that it's just been a great, great help for me, and I so appreciate that. And I believe my friends appreciate it as well, so I just wanted to say thank you. Are there some other things you wanted to share with us today before we end the interview?
You know, the main thing that I share is this idea of service has been absolutely timeless. You know, it spans literally thousands of years. It's based on some of the most, you know, tried and true wisdom of the ages, which is, you know, when you serve other people, you invoke the universal laws of reciprocity, and you put your personal success into overdrive. And so the idea with this is, if we have our priorities right and we set out to wholeheartedly help people, whether it's in sales, whether it's in customer service, whether it's in whatever your profession, if you use your talents and your gifts, you employ those 100%, you just give it your all, and you do the very best you can with those to serve other people, the benefit to us is astounding because of how much more fulfilled we feel, how much happier it makes us, and how much it moves us more toward fulfilling our life's purpose. And so that's really the essence of just about every workshop and keynote speech and coaching conversation that I share has those core philosophies as the root, which is, you know, serving from the heart wholeheartedly and using your gifts and talents is the way to fulfill your purpose.
I totally believe in using your gifts and talents and using what you have. And I really do appreciate you, Jeff. And one of the things I've been sharing with people, I read one of your quotes which said, your years of diligence led to your overnight success. And what that says to me is that, you know, it takes hard work and diligence for us to be successful at most things in life. So I really appreciate you. Look forward to talking to you again offline. But thank you so much for being out there. Coming on the Top of the Morning radio show with us. The audience has benefited, I believe, already from what you shared and what we've been able to post on the different social networking sites. But thank you so much, Jeff, and we'll be in touch, Babbitt, very soon.
Very good. It's been a pleasure being on the show, Faye. Thank you.
Okay, take care. All right. Bye-bye. And that was Mr. Jeff Krantz, who is our second interview. Again, the executive coach. You can go to his website, jeffkrantz.com, and he did offer that free motivational quotes book, and I encourage you to download it. I will certainly follow up and give this information on the website. I will certainly follow up and give this information. After I Need You by Anne McCrary, we will come back and teach the weekly lesson, which is going to talk about shifting the seasons with God.
I need the all. Yeah.
need thee. Oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Oh,
of this week's lesson is called Shift, Shift in Season with God. For this week's message, I will teach on shifting in season with God by using the word shift as an acronym and taking us through this word and sharing critical steps we need to accomplish in order to shift in season with God. So let's begin. S, step one. S stands for submit. That is, for those who are not saved or born again, submission requires that you complete the steps to salvation, which I like using the four A's. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16, and that scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you, and then accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. For those listeners who are saved born again, submit to the entire Word of God. Submit to God in every area of your life. Not part-time submission, but full-time submission. This submission requires daily submission scripture. James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. And sanctification scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:23a. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Or Leviticus 20:7, sanctify yourselves therefore and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. So we need to submit ourselves. We need to sanctify ourselves. Some other scriptures, wisdom and sanctification. 1 Corinthians 10:23, this is the King James Version. It says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. That basically means there are some things that are not necessarily sins, but they are not good for you. They don't edify the Christ that lives in you. Another scripture in that chapter, but let me read it from the NIV version, 1 Corinthians 10:33 says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. So be careful of the type of people that you surround yourself with because they can influence or impact you. And you know what? Sanctification is a way of life. Galatians 5:19-20:21. I won't read all of it, but it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, and relations, wrath, strife, division, fierce, envious, murders, drunkenness, reverence, and such like. The which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So S stands for submission, salvation, and then daily continual sanctification if you want to inherit the kingdom of God. So submission, salvation, and sanctification, that's S. Step 2, H, stands for heal or healing. Be healed, be delivered, and be set free. God heals all manner of sickness. Matthew 4:23 says, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Psalms 107:19-20 says, when they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He healed even our broken hearts and our emotions. Psalms 147:3, and then verse 15. But Psalms 147:3 says, he healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds. Verse 15 says, he sendeth forth his commandment upon earth, his word runneth very swiftly. So he sends his word swiftly to heal us. So that was H. Step 3, I, incline your ear and your will to obey. Inquire of God and then incline your spiritual ear. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Inquiry is the key to absolute deliverance and victory. This asking David. 1 Samuel 30:8, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this truth? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, but thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. 2 Samuel 5:19, And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to Philistines without delivering them into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up. For I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And that same chapter, verse 22, the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. So David always inquired. So inquire always and incline your ear and will obey. Inquire of God and incline your ear. Listen to what he's telling you and then be obedient. Step four, F stands for both forgive and fearlessness. First, forgive others. Mark 11, 25 and 26. And when you stand praying, forgive. If ye have fought against in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Second, be fearless. 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Isaiah 41 and 10, yet thou not find with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Finally, after we have submitted ourselves to God, been healed where we need healing, inquired of God and inclined our will to obey, forgave ourselves and others, become fearless with God, we are ready for the last and fifth step, and that is T, stands for terrify the kingdom of darkness. Yes, terrify the kingdom of darkness with a spiritual tenacity. Are you concerned, an interest, or threat? Adopt a bold attitude. Get after the things of God. Follow hard after God. So shift. Submit, healing, inquire and then incline, forgiveness and fearlessness, and you will be in a position to terrify the kingdom of darkness. Natural shift was heavenly shift. This shift must start within. I hope you are blessed by this message. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to shift to the place where you have called us to be. Download to us what we need to upload to others to build your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for the message. Now we're going to play our featured song for the month. This is by a group called Royal Priesthood Music Group, and it's called VIP Room.
No housewives, sitting in the court, popping the cork off the house wine. The blood of the lamb on my mind. I go hell, but I don't got my pearls on twine. Hands to the sky, knees to the ground. Money flow is constant, but my seed's in the ground. Wow, all I want is backstage passes. I know I'm crazy for asking,
but I
want
to know if heaven has a VIP.
That's Royal Priestess singing VIP Room. Again, we're going to feature this song on every broadcast this month. The following again is a community event to empower pastors and leaders, pastors and church leaders. On Saturday, January 11th, the Towers Group Incorporated will be hosting a workshop that is pivotal to the ministry. It is called The Church and Its Affairs. They will cover many of the legal, financial, and management issues that the church faces today. Come be equipped by their team of professionals. For more information, visit www.ttgincevent.com. Again, that's www.ttgincevent.com, or call their office at 516 and a reservation. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour, and it's time to say goodbye until next Monday. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, the Anointed Voice, getting ready to sign off. We want to say thank you so much to Mr. Tony Herbert, Mr. Randa Torre, and certainly Mr. Jeff Grant. Getting ready to sign off as we end the show with I Don't Know Why Jesus Loves Me by Pastor Andre Crouch and The Victory Chant by Bishop Andrew Merritt. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
My king,
your life we need to sing.
Your life we need to sing. of the tribe of Judah, we salute you as our Lord and King. Oh, the people of your pasture are here to give you great thanks this morning. So open up your mouths and begin to give your King the thanks that do his name. Oh, hallelujah to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. He loves to hear his children declare his glory and his work. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worth it this morning, and we worship you. We praise your name.